Continuing with more news and the headlines here, the bright yellow Ofo bikes are used for fundraising, and youngsters at the Jenny Lind will receive a special Easter delivery. But to start, the theft of a gravestone from a Norfolk churchyard.
A member of the clergy has expressed her sadness at the theft of an 18th-century gravestone from a Norfolk churchyard. The grey granite headstone was stolen from St. Mary the Virgin at St. Botolph's Church in Hevingham last week. It comes after the same church was targeted by lead thieves in 2016, causing £30,000 worth of damage. The Reverend Margaret McPhee, rector of the Horsford Benefice, said the churchwarden spotted the gravestone had gone missing on Thursday. "My reaction was disbelief at first and then sadness," she said. "It could be that someone likes to have that sort of thing in their garden or as a trophy, or it could have been stolen to order. But it shows no regard to the historical value of the stone or to the person buried there. The gravestone marks one of around 300 burial plots at the church, which is located within the Broadland district.
Youngsters staying at the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital this Easter will receive a number of special deliveries. On Sunday, March the 25th, some of the team from the Lint BMW motorcycle dealership in Norwich will be arriving on their bikes to drop off toys and gifts for the hospital's young patients. Later in the day, members of the Norwich Scooter Club will also be arriving to deliver Easter eggs, gifts and donations as part of their annual Easter run. This will be the 10th year the club has visited and treated the youngsters in Buxton Ward and elsewhere in the hospital to help make sure they have an extra special gift during their time there. And then on Tuesday, March the 27th, personnel from RAF Marham will be making their annual delivery of eggs to ensure the youngsters have a cracking Easter. And on March the 28th, Reed Global will be arriving at the hospital to deliver their gifts for the children.
They are more commonly used for short trips in and around Norwich city centre, but a group of fundraisers will be taking the city's bright yellow Ofo bicycles on a 100-mile route, the furthest they have ever been ridden around Norfolk, as part of an ambitious fundraiser. Richard Jarmy, owner of Richard Jarmy Photography, was asked to be part in the Nelson's Journey 2020 campaign, where 20 businesses commit to raising £1,000 each for the charity. The money raised will cover a year's wages to pay a support worker who will help bereaved children. Mr. Jarmy had gathered together a range of firms to join him on his journey around Norfolk on the yellow bikes as part of the Norwich 100. Mr. Jarmy said it has been confirmed by Ofo UK that some of us will be riding the Norwich 100 on a swarm of Ofo bikes. Nobody has done 100 miles on them before. The team will start at the Forum in Norwich before heading to Munsley, Sheringham, Holcombe Hall, Aylsham and finishing at Norwich Cathedral.
People living in a sheltered housing scheme in Norwich held a charity coffee morning to support a woman taking on her first London marathon. Marie Charles, whose mum, Cathy Glanville, lives at the Eleanor Road scheme, run by Norwich Housing Society, asked if fellow residents would like to help her towards her £1,500 fundraising target for children's charity Children with Cancer. With home-baked cakes, bacon butties, tea and coffee, and a children's toy stall, the coffee morning raised £178. Mrs. Charles, who's from Pouring Land and turns 44 this month, only took up running last August in an effort to get fit and to find some me time away from looking after her five children.